Welcome back into Sports Call right here on Tiger 93.9 FM and streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. JJ Jackson and Brooks Childress spending some time with Kevin Weinberg, the executive director of college football's 150th anniversary. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm real well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Absolutely. So I just read your title, obviously, Kevin, but for folks who aren't aware, when they hear executive director of college football's 150th anniversary, what in the world do you do, Kevin?
Well, a couple of years ago, the conferences in the NCAA understood that the 150th anniversary of the sport was approaching in 2019. So they decided to create a not-for-profit company to plan and administer the anniversary celebration in 19. And I was kind of a semi-retired guy who had worked around college sports across the major conferences, and they reached out to me. And so I joined on in August of 2017. We created an office in the National Football Foundation offices in Dallas. And we've been working away at trying to put this together over the past couple of years.
What are some of the things that y'all are doing as an organization this year to celebrate 150 years of college football?
Right, so we knew early on that to make this successful, we needed broad participation of not only the universities themselves, but also the stakeholder organizations of college football. So we've invested a lot of time in recruiting support from the American Football Coaches Association, from the Football Bowl Association. There's numerous others, including the NFL, and we're pleased to say that we'll have some activations from all of those organizations. The media companies that televise the sport as well, ESPN is doing a lot of extensive coverage of the anniversary, in addition to Fox and CBS and some of the others. And then we're going to do some very specific activations. We're putting a 150 logo on uniforms in 2019. It's a voluntary program, but it looks like at least two-thirds of the programs around the country are going to do it season-long. Very pleased about that. I think that will include most, if not all, of the SEC. And then we're doing some promotional assets that are available online to schools. So at Auburn, the marketing folks there can download files. They can customize them to carry an Auburn look. And we're really encouraging schools to tell their own stories about their history and involvement in college football.
Additionally, with that, you've got a lot of select games throughout the year sort of celebrating the 150th anniversary, and Auburn being one of those teams that's going to be featured right there at the start of the year in the Advocate Classic against Oregon. What goes into putting together a game like that? And then we'll get to the
right.
Auburn and Oregon game specifically.
Well, we're very fortunate in that we have some great bowl sponsors that really help to host those kind of neutral site games. And we knew there were, I think, as many as 8 or 9 of them in the early season. We thought that was the right place to carry through some focus on the anniversary to the game presentation. So we've worked back with the where Auburn will be with the Cotton Bowl staff to make sure that we're getting some inclusion scoreboard graphics. There's a field stencil that is available to be used in stadium. And each of these groups will do it a little differently, I think. But we've got those kind of in-game elements that will be part of the presentation for fans in the stadium.
You look at college football as a whole, 150 years. What are some of the memorable memories that you personally have of college football and how great it is?
Well, I grew up in southern Kansas, so going back into the 60s in particular, the Big Eight games, the great Oklahoma-Nebraska games, for example. I, as a kid, had a chance to attend games at Oklahoma State and Kansas State. Ultimately, went to school at Kansas State. We weren't very good in football in those years, but just really the tradition and the passion around it was something that carried forward for me. As more games began to get televised, the opportunity to follow it, and I was really struck by working on the administrative side of college sports. So I was fortunate to get opportunities at the school level first, including working at University of Maryland. And then on to conferences, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12. So really, for me, it's kind of been a lifelong passion, and so many great games along the way. It would be hard to pull them out, probably, but I remember great Orange Bowl games, for example, involving teams from the Midwest, and just fabulous.
A couple of years into the college football playoff, are you enjoying that format so far, Kevin, or What would you identify some of the pros and cons?
I a couple of my years as the Big 12 commissioner, I served as the BCS coordinator, and we had one year which was very controversial, where Auburn did not make the championship game, and then we had the following year with USC Texas, which many have lauded as one of the great championship games in college football history. But I think it was clear that format was going to have problems, and the question really is, with the current format, is it sufficient? you know, to make sure that you're getting a champion that's broadly accepted in the structure. I think it's better than what we had before, and we'll have to see how that continues to play out. And there'll be continued questions about it until such time that, you know, each of the big conferences probably has a chance to automatically qualify a team to participate. That seems to be the rub point.
Sure.
In many ways, in the current structure, you can imagine what would happen if an SEC team, for example, SEC champion, does not make that 14 field. It would open up, I think, a lot of questions.
He's Kevin Weinberg, the College Football 150th Anniversary's Executive Director. So, Kevin, before we let you go, is it Georgia and Alabama again competing in the SEC championship? If you had to make
Oh man, I don't know that I have a prediction. I just know that the passion around SEC football is so great, and I've always sort of enjoyed, maybe because I went to school at a bit of an underdog in Kansas State. I love to see the underdog teams break through. So
sure.
It'd be great to see that happen this year.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. We'll see you down the line.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Weinberg joining us on Sports Call.